Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Is Spangle going to talk?
Yeah, he's going to tell us. So you'll have to. You probably want to listen on the headphones because he'll relay the questions via the microphone.
Oh.
Are we live again? All right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Nooner with Josh. I didn't really help name it, but as you can see, Chick McGee is here with me. Oh, he's already left, and we are going to be taking your questions. They'll be relayed to us by the legendary Chris Spangle.
Good morning.
That's him there, and Bailey will be operating the camera, and so please, it works, yeah.
I can't hear it on mine. Is mine down?
Turn me up over there, Bailey. See what happens.
Can you hear that now?
Well.
Why don't you just plug into this?
Because my, well, this is behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
My headphones are on a different
frequency.
Audio chain, Kenneth. Then everybody else's, because I have weird. I have weird ears, and now I feel very bassy.
Yeah, it is kind of bassy.
Yeah, it's very bassy.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right.
No comment.
No questions yet. We're taking your questions. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah, please ask away. Ask.
We're on our Facebook Live.
You know, Chick, I'll be honest. I feel like when it was just me,
there were more questions.
Already hundreds of questions.
Okay. Wait a minute. Should I tweet? We're on Facebook Live right now.
Sure.
And would that help?
I retweeted it, so you could retweet it. If you just want to do that.
Did you retweet it?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Okay, then I'll retweet it.
In the meantime, we've got a question for Josh. What is the fattest thing you've done today?
Oh, it's actually, I believe it's up. Is it up now?
It is. It's on Twitter.
I saw it.
Okay, yeah. On the Bob and Tom Twitter, you can see me eat a cupcake in one bite. So there you go.
It was amazing.
Yeah, Grace had to sort of fish hook me, and then I just was able to put it right in.
This is for Chick McGee.
No comment. Yes, there's rum in this cup.
A lot of people are asking about the Chick McGee podcast and if it will be coming back. What's going on with that?
Okay. Do I have to lie or can I tell the truth?
You do whatever you want to do.
Okay. The truth is, the Chick McGee show, before that, the Off the Air podcast with me and Jess, and before that, me and whatever. But we kind of got sideways with the company that was distributing the podcast, and we had to legally either not do a podcast till the end of the year or keep doing a podcast, and we didn't want to do it for them. So we let the contract run out. Now the contract's run out, and now we just have to decide what podcast we're going to do. Jess is doing one on her own called Not Terrible. Produced at the Front Room Studios. It's a Waco production.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I learned how to put up a podcast on the internet, Spangle. What do you think of that?
I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. But coming up, I think we're going to get together and do more, another podcast at least. I'm thinking at least two more. One with me and some incarnation of the ladies, and or is it incarnation? What is it?
Incarnation, yeah.
Incarnation. And maybe one with me and Josh. We're trying to, I'm trying, negotiating with Josh. There's no picnic, let me tell you.
I don't make it easy.
So that's not what I expected you were going to say. So, but it's going to be a fun couple of podcasts. So, yeah, the Chick McGee Show technically no more right now, but it will be back. Thank you very much. There. How's that?
Very good.
Okay.
Jack wants to know what you both had for breakfast this morning.
I ate all the ham.
We did have a honey-baked ham brought in, and that was delicious. I started my morning with a protein shake that I have every morning. It's celery and ginger and two eggs and almond milk and pumpkin seed protein powder and peanut butter protein powder and cacao, or however you say that. It's pretty good.
The chocolate stuff?
Yeah.
Cacao?
Yeah.
97% or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Steve wants to know, what were your first carbs?
Did I answer what I had for breakfast? Oh, I said all the ham. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
But I had pretzel nuggets. And some Grippo's potato chips. Then I had the ham.
What was your first car, Chase?
My first car was a 1968 Dodge. Was it a Charger? I think it was a Charger or a Polaris or something. It was an old cop car.
Oh, no kidding.
It was an ex-cop car. I got it in 75. It was beat to shit. Can we say?
You probably shouldn't, but...
Beat to heck, and it had actually, it still had the cop light on the driver's side.
I was going to ask if it had
so
that.
You could click it, and then you could, without opening the door, there was a spotlight, on, and would do that, and I'd go out to Madison Lake in London, Ohio, mm-hmm. and cruise around where everybody was parking, because I wasn't parking with anyone, and I would click the light on, and just have that coming with, they'd see the headlights and the light, and they'd think, oh my God, it's the cops! But it was just me.
So you C-blocked many a person.
I certainly did.
The first car I drove was a 1985 Dodge Caravan that my family was done with.
Dodge Caravan?
Yeah, so I was driving around in a minivan when I was 16.
You were driving in a van, right?
Yes. Anybody want to get in?
Can I get my van?
I've got a bench backseat.
You want to help me with this sofa loaded into the van? My arm is broken.
What are you, about a size 14?
A great big fat woman.
No, Fiat.
Person. Fiat. Yeah, Fiat. Fiat.
Now, when you two hang out, are you two always trying to outfunny each other?
Yep, all the time. Constantly on? No. Well, we don't hang out as much as we'd like to anymore. It's up to Josh to decide if he'd want to illuminate that situation.
This isn't necessary.
But
you know what, though? Our weekend hanging out has dropped off. But I think
it's winter, I think, yeah, for me. It's definitely winter.
It's so demotivating, yeah. The weather. But no, when we hang out, we definitely make each other laugh, but I don't think it's a contest.
No, not at all,
because I would just win anyway.
That's accurate.
You see what I did, though? I turned it into a contest by
it was really good. And I totally agree with that.
Chick, Brandon wants to know, if Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl, do you think he will retire?
No, I don't. I really don't. I hope so. I hope he would. Give somebody else, get out of there. Give someone else a chance. You know, but I don't think he will. No, maybe he will. I can't see how he would play till he's 45. But they brought up a good point yesterday on all the sports shows that with the rules, how they've changed, and the quarterbacks and the pocket, how it's protected. And if they get hit a little bit, they're, you know, it's a penalty. And quarterbacks don't get hit.
Quarterbacks don't get hit like they used to when I was playing high school football, standing on the bench by Billy, is what I mean by playing, standing and watching the game with the team in a uniform. Yeah, I mean, it's the perfect storm, as these things often are. I mean, he's incredible shape for a 40-year-old, and the rules are right up his alley. If I didn't want to end up talking about Tom Brady's alley, but there you go.
You mean butt?
Let's see. Dustin wants to know, Josh, does Tom pick on you off air like he does on air?
Yeah, but it's you know what, if it's just he and I, there's not a lot of it. if it's he and I and maybe like and any and one other person, then there's there he will do it. But I it does not it doesn't seriously bother me. I think it's always funny. If it weren't funny, it would bother me, but it's always funny. But the answer is yes.
Okay. Chick, does he pick on you off air?
Here's the thing. Tom's incapable of normal conversation. It's impossible. And you be fair, you back me up. He can't come in the morning and go, good morning, how's things? Oh, great. Okay. He has to come in and go,
well, I barely made it out of the house alive today. For some reason, there was one of those velociraptors in my bathroom. And
he can't, and he's very scared of pauses make him nervous. And
yeah.
He really does think he's on the air all the time. So if he feels like if there isn't some amazing conversation about something going on, it makes him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So in lieu of that, he'll tease somebody, and that's what he does. So, yes, he teases me too, yeah.
Justin wants to know, what are your favorite bits from the show over the years, Chick?
I like the Mr. Obvious stuff. I mean, obviously. gosh. What was that bit we were talking? I was teasing Tom this morning about that. Something about Johnny Wadd or the Wizard of Wadd. There was some filthy bit we used to play on the Bob and Tom 24-hour channel that we hear in the break room. It was just, and it was hilarious. And I'd forgotten all about it, but now that doesn't help because I can't think of the name of it. Ask Josh. I'll think of something.
Head shampoo and Schatz beer. Those are definitely two of my favorites.
Which is the one where I ate barbecue corn chips for the sound effect. What was that? And Christie's in it. Oh, masturbation. Yeah.
And I'm the guy.
I'm the guy. God. That one.
Yeah. The Masters.
Honey, are you using masturbation? And I go, yeah, I think that's what they call it. Yeah.
See, that's the great thing about the app is during the commercial breaks on the 24/7 feed,
right.
we play bits
that we don't even remember.
And that, yeah, and I'll be listening. I listen to the app in the morning, and I hear stuff, and I'm like, ooh, probably should talk to Drew. And and I talk to Drew about it, and Drew's like, I'm leaving it in.
There you go. So there you go, kids. Listen while you can.
Right. Mary asks, what movie do you think should win the Oscar?
I'm going to go Three Billboards.
I have not seen. Let me look. I haven't seen Shape of Water. I haven't seen Billboards.
I think Three Billboards should. If Call Me By Your Name did, I would totally get it. It's great.
Really?
Yes.
See, now I really like Moonlight last year.
I did too.
I love that.
I did too.
So I don't know why I'm just kidding you because I don't want to go see. Call me by your. What is it?
Call me by your name. Yeah.
Something dirty about.
Call me something filthy.
Call me something dirty and. Which Best Picture nominee have I seen, Josh?
Get Out. That's a good flick.
Is that nominated for Best Picture?
Yes.
It's a great movie, but I don't know.
That's how I feel.
You know,
I Tonya was not nominated, and I think it should have been.
I think I Tonya is better than Get Out. How about that? Does that answer your question? Shape of Water. Okay, I said Shape of Water. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen Three Billboards. Well, why won't it? Oh, there we go. Oh, that's the Call Me By My Dirty Name. Oh, that Winston Churchill movie.
Oh, Darkest. I haven't seen that yet.
I haven't seen that either. Although Gary Oldman can do no wrong in my book. Dunkirk, haven't seen that.
It's a good movie.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, there's Get Out. Who's that?
Oh, the Phantom Thread. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, that's where the thread is missing for
the whole
movie.
When they do find it, it's a ghost.
The Post, I have no desire to see it, but you were telling me today that...
It's very good.
And what's one of my favorite actors is in...
Michael Stahlberg. He's in three of the Best Picture nominees.
I love that. He's in A Serious Man, one of my favorite movies. Is that... Mudbound?
Oh, Lady Bird.
Lady Bird. I haven't seen Lady Bird either, but Tom is way down on Lady Bird, and he hasn't seen it. So.
He's being contrarian, but...
He is being a contrarian. I've got a feeling Shape of Water is going to win because they've got the most nominations of everything, and I think I'm going to like it, so...
I liked it.
So we'll see.
Okay. Patrick wants to know, do you guys take turns writing bits? Does Tom write most of the bits? How does that work?
No, everybody pretty much writes bits. I mean... There's not a ton of team writing. There's some, but not a lot. So Chick and Dean would write a lot of the obvious stuff, and Mr.
Like
obvious.
Mr. Obvious, yeah. Not the obvious.
Right.
Like words, like verbs and things.
You know, Bob would often write on his... Well, no, he would write with some people too, but also on his own. And yeah, it's some collaboration and some independent. It's a mix.
That's an interesting question because I would like to see, and I would like to become... back involved with writing more things and being involved on bits.
It is a shame that's never going to happen.
More than I have in the past. Thank you, Josh. But
actually, you and I are working on a Valentine's Day bit.
We are? Yes, we are.
I've been working on it, and you will be too. Yes,
I will be. And no, but it's I don't know. It's... The process has become, did I just call it the process? The way the show is presented has changed a little bit over the years, and we're not so bit heavy, or we don't rely on the bits like we did. A lot of times which I like too. I mean, we get goofy with the news, and all of a sudden it's 9:30. So,
yeah.
Which is fine with me, but I would like to have more bits done and stuff. Yeah.
All right. Josh asks, are them boys ever going to reunite and watch a movie?
Yes. Particularly after football season. If everybody remembers, for those of you who remember last year after the football season ended.
Vibbert and I almost died because of the off season. So in lieu of that, we decided to watch a series of movies in the same...
Series.
So Fast and Furious won last year. And we watched 1 through 7 to time it out. It was Josh's idea. Brilliant. To time it out so Fast and Furious 8 came out.
Yeah, and then we all went and saw that in the theater. So we need to figure out what we're going to do this year.
Yeah, we have to take a look at what's coming out. We have to
see if there are multiple trains we can go.
Try to get that.
Yes, the answer is yes.
All right. Joseph asks, what other job would you do if you weren't on the radio?
Dig ditches, road resurfacing, oil change place, hardware store. I don't know. I don't have any skills.
I mean, that's the thing. If I weren't interested in entertainment and radio at all, it would either be something like that, where you just go and do a job, and you leave it at you leave work at work, and you go home, and you know it's a Monday through Friday,
and weekends
off.
You do bits for your significant other and drive him crazy.
Right.
Well, I was over at the hardware store today, and this old guy came in, and
yes, if in another life, I'm probably some sort of doctor. Medical. I've always been interested in that stuff. So, but I'm not.
I would be interested.
Books. I mean, I'm book smart, but I'm not.
You being a doctor as well, so you could prescribe.
It's one of my favorite jokes. Every time somebody mentions medication on the show, Chick goes, "You got any for Uncle Chicky?"
That's right. I've said that before.
Christy asks, "What's the healthiest thing you've done today?"
Healthiest
thing. Either one of us have done today?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Oh, okay. You
had a protein shake, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now I'm having some lemon echinacea tea. It's got to be semi-healthy, huh?
That's to fight off the cold germs?
Sure, yeah. Sure, and just boost the immune system or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I also did some squats.
You know, that's interesting. I was doing some squats between the end of the show and doing this.
That may have been
I did some,
one squat down, and then 5 minutes, and then one squat up, I'm guessing.
One set of two reps, and I'm out of there.
Yeah, I've been trying to stretch and move a little bit more before I come here in the morning. Get the blood flowing.
All right. Mark wants to know, best perk or freebie of working for the Bob and Tom Show?
Hmm. I got an answer.
Yeah, go for it.
It's the best thing ever, and I had no idea it was going to happen, but if you have to go look for a car, it's a whole different ball game if they perceive you as what I refer to myself as this baby celebrity. So, I mean, it's just the best. I mean, you don't have to.
I got to go talk to my manager. I don't know about this.
They want to take care of you.
They want to take care of you. And a lot of places, to be fair, are that way with everyone. I just had not run into that sort of place until I got to Indianapolis and a couple years in. And
gotcha.
Oh, you must be that that idiot from the radio. Let's take care of you. The car buying process or leasing process is way easier.
For me,
plus, if I shoplift, no one says anything.
Oh, that's always nice. Yeah, yeah, they just let it slide. Mm-hmm. Tickets to things is probably I've seen a lot of free concerts in the last 2 years.
Devin wants to know, do you get recognized every day?
Not every day. Chick?
Probably, but I'm not aware of it. And people are really, I've moved. Like the last, 10 years or so, I've moved two or three times. And each time I people get used to seeing me, it's kind of like, oh, okay, that's Chick. And he's, but I'm normally look like I look now with the hat on and my fake glasses. And they're readers, but they're clear up at the top. So I don't, that helps. But I mean, it's fine. 9 times out of 10, it's great when someone recognizes
you. Yes.
It's really nice. Mm-hmm. But then there's, do you like to hear about the 10th time? someone comes up and they come up and they say, "Hey, are you on the? Are you Chick from Bob?" Yeah. Hey, thank you. I love that show. Thank you Thank you, sir. Oh, is that what you're going to do?
Yeah. All of a sudden, it's
No. I said thank you. No. I get it.
No, I can tell you're too good for me.
I can tell. Excuse me. So then I'm left with a quizzical look in front of the candy aisle. So there you go.
Kat asks, how do you find room for all your shoes, Chick?
This past, when did I do that? Do you remember that? You were supposed to come over and look at some of them.
Oh, yeah.
There was this must have been this past summer because the garage just opened up on that side.
Right.
I gave away probably 400 pair of shoes to the Wheeler Mission downtown. They took a lot of clothes, and but sadly, I'm back up to probably, 200 pair of shoes again.
Do you have a closet devoted to them?
No, I do have a closet, two closets, and then I have some racks in the garage that I put the shoes on. So, yeah. There's some psychological concept at work, I'm sure, a principle at work that being a bigger guy my whole life, up and down weight-wise, shoes are always the same size, yada, yada, yada. So
never, you knew what would fit and what.
Right.
See, I have a different.
Like your 2X is not a 2X everywhere.
Right.
You know, stuff like that. Yeah, but you can
shoes
always.
Typically,
a size 12 is a size 12. Yeah.
I had the opposite with shoes. I had bad experiences with shoes as a kid.
No kidding.
So I don't like buying shoes at all. So. I mean, you introduced me to these Adidas that have.
The Anikis. Very
and
nice.
I will wear them until they no longer make them.
Really? But,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Someone asked, do you wear them all?
I've worn them all. My movie buddy, Morty, is 14 in a size 12. So he's in, he'll walk by the shoe rack and he'll look at one pair, especially a little longer, and I go, you want those? And he goes, yeah, let me take a look at that. So,
that's cool, though.
Yeah, yeah. He enjoys them, too. So, yeah.
When did it start?
I always said a long time ago that if someone would offer me a free car or a pair of shoes to do an appearance or something, I would have said, I'll take the car, but I'll think about it for a long time. I don't know what it is. My mom and dad always got me the, do you remember? I'm sure you don't remember this. Sears for a while had tennis shoes called the Winner. They were made by Converse. They weren't real Converse.
Okay.
And that's the type of shoe that I always settled for. And I always wanted a better, and when I was a kid, it was Converse, Adidas, Puma maybe, but those were the only tennis shoes that were available. And I don't know. I really do think it has something to do with, you know, those a certain size of shoe would always fit you no matter what. So
yeah,
I just think that's how it started.
Yeah, with me it was I didn't wear brand name shoes until late teens, and so we would get. I mean, we were pretty poor, and my parents. I mean, God bless them. They had four boys who were constantly growing and changing shoes, and so we would get very cheap, generic shoes, and we would get made fun of for them.
Yeah.
And so shoes were a source of pain for me.
I hate shoes.
I hate shoes. Dan asks, do you still have the Reggie Miller autograph shoes?
Oh.
Yes. And I'm not telling you where they are.
Chick, any... Abbott asks, any tips for aspiring podcasters?
Aspiring podcasters?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't ask me, but I do have a tip.
Josh, you go first.
Don't worry about how many listeners you have until like year two or three. Just do it for yourself. If you worry about your listeners, you're going to drive yourself insane. Just do it. Everybody I know that has a podcast, they usually get very concerned about their listenership. Do it for yourself, and the listeners will find you. So just don't worry about it for a while.
That's pretty good. I mean, yeah, do it for yourself. I mean, that's the nicest. I was going to say when you said, what would we do if we weren't on the radio? As my life's worked out, I mean, thank goodness podcasts were invented, because somehow I'll be able to, I'll get drug money doing podcasts. I mean, that's, basically. And it's really easy to have great sound quality. So I hear a lot of podcasts where they're people are off mic and they're not really, it's so easy to, these are on the expensive end of microphones, and they're not crazy expensive, but they're expensive. They're $500 a piece or something, I think. But I mean, it's too easy nowadays to get great sound quality, and podcasts should be casual and relaxed, but they still should have some quality of listenability. I mean, as much as we kid Tom about setting things up and pre-selling things, which obviously podcasts you don't have to pre-sell, but and people can read who your guest is and et cetera, but you still have even. I think casual broadcast manners should be always in the back of your mind. I mean, it still is talking into a microphone and people listening to your conversation. So don't get too casual or too inside, and go for good sound quality. There you go.
David asks, who are your favorite stand-ups working today, regardless of whether or not they've been on?
This almost falls into two categories. There are comics who should be household names who aren't.
Nick Griffin, Chad Daniels.
Yeah, Nick Griffin, Chad Daniels, Augie Smith are just three that come to mind immediately. They should be world famous.
Alec Maria Bamford.
Sure.
In person, yeah.
Seinfeld still makes me laugh.
Seinfeld's amazing. Jay Leno's amazing stand-up.
Yeah.
I never cared for his version of the talk show, but he's an amazing stand-up comedian.
Jim Norton makes me laugh a lot. Norm MacDonald's latest special is
hilarious.
So funny. Painfully funny. I recently, the best live show I saw recently was Robert Kelly. I couldn't stop laughing.
Let me think. I've been talking about Norm MacDonald's, haven't I? I kept asking if you've seen that.
Yeah.
Was that the one, or was there another one I kept asking? Have you seen that yet? Oh, I'd forgotten, and I was not all in on the first wave of the Dave Chappelle mania, and I'd forgotten how he had gotten so popular, because I didn't really care for his show, and his latest stand-ups on Netflix are, in my opinion, wonderful, and everybody should watch those. They're very good.
I haven't seen them yet. I need to watch those.
That's the one I was telling you.
Yeah.
Don't fucking watch them, will you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
When they address this to Josh, but I'm going to address it to both of you. Michael asks.
Nope, I'm out.
You'll see why. Okay. When was the last time you were actually offended and hurt by what somebody said about you?
Why wouldn't you ask me?
too.
He is.
Oh, he is.
Oh, right. I'm asking you because I know.
Oh, man.
When was the last time I was offended? Do you have an example?
Well, let's see. It's 12:36.
Right now, I think. It sounds like right now. You're right now. Saying, yeah. I don't know. I've probably talked. I mean, it was probably something I talked to you about, Spangle.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even you. Somebody tweeted something that usually it won't. It doesn't really affect me. But somebody did something, and I went, "All right, this pisses me off."
Yeah. I think being avatars in a lot of people's minds, like working with you, you two are real people to me, and
right,
we have actual relationships, but to, as a fan before, you have an idea of who you are, and I think sometimes people online especially will just throw whatever at that avatar, and it's a lot of projection, and it's a lot of, you know, speculation, and it's, some of it can be really harsh.
It can, and it's
and ridiculous.
What we have to do on a daily basis with social media is try to weed out, okay, this person's just, they're being playful.
Right.
They're not trying to hurt our feelings. They listen to us making fun of each other on the show, and they just immediately jump in and do that. And so it's like, okay, I can't get too mad. They're just playing along,
mm-hmm.
even though they don't know us. They only know us from the air, but I don't know. It takes a lot to offend me.
I would say you also have to know what's true about yourselves.
Yeah,
because when you see that kind of stuff, you guys go, "Okay, well, this isn't me." And that's kind of what Josh got mad about, somebody saying something about him that was so wildly untrue based on.
Oh, that's right.
I remember exactly what you made.
Yeah,
I can say what it was.
Yeah.
I can say what it was if you want, but it was basically.
Yeah, because it was so ridiculous, but at the same time, it was potentially. I was worried it was potentially damaging.
Right.
Because anybody can claim anything now.
Right.
They essentially said I was a white supremacist.
Yeah, they used that phrase.
Right, because and the reason was I was wearing a white shirt.
Yes. And it was so. He came into me. He's like, "This is, you know, that could end my career." I go, "This person thinks you're a white supremacist based on your shirt. No one is going to listen to them. Don't
right.
worry. This is."
But it just scared me.
Right.
Because that's so crazy. That's so incendiary. But all it takes is for some person to see that comment and go, "Oh, maybe he's a white supremacist."
Right. But that's, I mean, you see it and you just go, what are people doing?
I forgot that really,
yeah.
At the time, that really got to me.
I have the emotions of a 13 to 15 year old girl. So it's really, I mean, I fight every day not getting upset with something that someone has said about me.
Right.
But I think I'm getting better about it, or at least I internalize it more. So I don't go, what the hell is he trying to, why would he? I don't do that as often as I used to.
It's funny. It takes practice, doesn't it?
But it does. It really does. Because of that personality that is thin-skinned and emotional and passionate and self, I wanted to say mutilating, but that's not the correct word, is it? No, I mean, that's also the personality that, you know, weird stuff comes out of my mouth and people laugh. So it's hard to balance.
Well, I've been
and
here.
It took me a long time to. Yeah, you and I got sideways one day about something.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It was
awkward.
That would have still been going on.
Right.
With the classic chick. Thank you.
I will say in the 4.5 years I've been here, you've greatly improved in terms of your ability to deal with a lot of stuff, and your emotional life is much better, it seems.
Yeah, it's still not where I want it, but, you know.
A for effort.
I just, you know, I want to be better, Josh. Don't you
want to? Everybody wants to be better.
Tom and I have like 15, 20 minutes every morning where we just sit and talk. And basically the topic is, Tom, don't you want to be better? Don't you want to be a normal person? You know what his answer is every morning? No. I'm fine the way I am.
He's fine.
Now, this is a common question that we get on social media. Do Chick and Tom hate each other? Because when you say things like that, people assume that's real. And when you go, you're a terrible person on the air, they go, oh, that Chick is just so mean to Tom.
I know.
If they hated each other, if Chick hated Tom, he would never ask Tom that question because he wouldn't care.
Right.
He would just hate him.
Should I...
But the reason that you're asking those kind of questions is because you care about him.
This is the honest to gosh truth. This is the truth, and you can believe it or not, but this is the truth. About 25 years ago, Tom and I had a tiny little meeting, and Tom decided, look, you can't agree with me very often on the air. And I go, why is that? He goes, well, agreeing with each other is boring. And I go, okay, but Bob's on the show. And he goes, well, I'm kind of uncomfortable not agreeing with Bob because we're more business partners than you and me. So let's, and I go, okay, fine. So, but having said that, let me tell you this, that there have been times, maybe three or four times over the years, where I have disagreed with him so convincingly, mostly because I did disagree with him, that he will pull me, he'll go, hey, that you came at me a little hard there. Let's, and I go, oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, got it. I mean, it's not, no, of course not. You don't, it's a relationship that's been on going on for 30 years. I mean, I don't want to ruin anybody's perception of the show if they listen to it because they like to hear me and Tom. I don't want to use the word fight, bicker, disagree, you know?
Bicker, I think, is a fine word because it's...
But it was 100% made up when I first did it. Years 5 to 7, it was maybe 40% made up. And, you know, I mean, it's...
What percentage are we at now?
100%. Okay. 100%. Don't turn your back on me, Griswold.
All right, just a few more. Jerry... asks
Jerry, the lady and the thing and the.
Do you have any bits that you wrote and really liked, and Tom crushed it?
Oh jeez,
I haven't written all that many in my short tenure here so far. So, yeah, there's one that I can tell he didn't really like that much, and so he didn't play. I had to be like, hey, you can play that one thing again. Okay.
maybe in the 10 o'clock hour.
But no. No. There are jokes every day that I tell that he wants nothing to do with.
Poo-poo. Poo-poo. But in Tom's defense, he'll say, there are too many colors in a Crayola crayon box. And this is just an example, and it's stupid, but we'll come up the air, and he goes, you probably shouldn't have said colors. You should say crayons of color or whatever, something stupid like that. But then the very next break, Tom will say the same thing. So, I mean, it's just – or something more horrible. I called his shot that one morning, and we can't say what it was about. But remember, he told you to not say something specifically about something that was going on.
Yes.
And Josh goes, oh, okay. And 20 minutes later, Tom's saying exactly what he told Josh not to say. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. And it, as sure as we're sitting here, it's going to happen again. It'll happen again.
Do you guys say things on the air and then think about it later and worry about, oh.
Yeah, I did. In fact, I did that today.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you like to repeat it?
No. And I'll tell you why. Yeah. All right. Sorry, I just would rather not.
You know, I've done it, and I know I've done it. Nothing leaps to mind right now, but I like grit my teeth and go, ooh, I probably shouldn't have said that.
This one seems targeted. The question is, if we see you in public, should we approach you?
Well, sure, but don't be a maniac. I mean,
no, yeah, say hi. You know, we'd be happy to
be a person like you'd see a neighbor. I'm your neighbor. I live here. I pay taxes. My kids are, they'll try to keep them out of it. All right.
All right. Tammy asks, Josh, are you the horn dog Tom portrays you to be?
Horn dog.
Not, I mean, no, but yeah, I'm a horn dog, but I'm not as degenerate as Tom portrays me.
Uh-huh. Rick asks, are you ever invited to Tom or Christie's house to hang out?
Oh, all of us? Mm-hmm. Are both of us? Yeah. Yes. I've been invited to Tom's once. For Thanksgiving, and I couldn't make it. Christy has had us over a handful of times. And when I say handful, I
mean handful. Because I told her, hey, I can grab it myself. Okay? Get away from me. This is a true story. The last time I was at Tom's house was his daughter Sally's. Jess and I went there for his daughter Sally's birthday party when she turned one.
9 or 10 years ago.
So Sally is 10 or 11 now. And I still have not met Finn, and I still have not met Hart. But now it's a comedy thing, so I can't.
Right.
And I've had an opportunity a couple times.
Yes.
Like, no, I can't. We need to run this out a little longer.
Had a couple Finn questions. Finn's doing great.
She is, yes.
Yep. She's doing great.
Thank God.
This is not so much a question, maybe more of a good way to end the show for the Facebook Live. Chris wants you to, not me, but Chris asks, you two should rearrange everything on Tom's desk.
I wonder if this is the same person who suggested something similar to that last week.
It's still a great idea.
Man, here's the thing. It is funny.
But.
But we have to, like, deal with that.
Yeah.
So, I
mean, Tom's like anybody else. He would, one day he would come in, laugh, go, okay, who did this? Stop it. And the next day he would be genuinely upset. And, right. You know, I don't like it when whoever sits where I'm, when I'm taking a mental health day. I don't like it when people come in and.
Tom doesn't like surprises. Practical jokes are not
right.
Something that Tom enjoys. And there's an hour and a half before when he gets here and when the show starts.
Yeah, so there's a chance we wouldn't even see the result.
Right.
But we appreciate that suggestion because, of course, we would love to do that.
Sure. Sure, we'd love to do it. Let's say we did do it. Would that make Chris happy?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that's all we've got.
Chris, I have a question for you. What is happening with Facebook? How can people follow us? Now that they've changed their algorithms, how can they make sure that they're seeing everything that we put out?
Right. Long story short, Facebook wants you to see more of your friends and family and less pages and brands. And that includes us, The Bob and Tom Show. So if you like The Bob and Tom Show, then you want to go to our Facebook page and where you see the word following, click that and click see first. And that will ensure that you'll see all of our posts. And, you know, follow us on get our mobile app. You can listen to Bob and Tom 24/7. BobandTom.com is the hub where you can get our email newsletter and everything else.
Okay, cool. Because the email newsletter is kind of the place to be, right?
Yeah.
You will not miss anything if you
correct.
Follow that.
Yep.
And also, thank you guys so much for being a part of this. We're going to do these every Wednesday with a revolving cast, as it were. And you guys really mean a lot to us. So,
am I going
to
be back?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And if we didn't get to your question, please don't be upset. We... obviously, we only have a finite amount of time.
Oh my God.
Be back.
That's it?
Yes.
Anything you'd like to say?
It was when I said shit, wasn't it? That was
well.
Facebook is persnickety, aren't they?
Yeah.
About that sort of thing.
Yep.
Okay, sorry. Good night, everybody.
See you guys.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.